Kof Zion Sivon, Sunday the 3rd of July, Baba Yechiel Feiner. Bidding for an aliyah, how it works. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Ilu Nishmas, Rev Zev Ben Rev Dov, Zichron Elvocha, Dr. W. Littlestone, on his fourth Yahrzeit.
True. Well, the first Maisa took place in Eretz Yisrael on Yom Kippurim in a Netz Minyan. Netz Minyan starts very early, 4:45, 5:00, and Yom Kippur finishes, Ne'ilah finishes around 8:00, 7:38. It's a long, long day. And mitzvah advarim, there is in these minyanim, there's a soka between 2.5 and 3 hours between Musaf and Mincha. It's a soka. You can say the whole of Tehillim, you can learn a few Black Gemara, or Shvachim Berries like myself can recharge their batteries. That's how it works. Maisa Shehoyo, the aliyahs are sold also for Shachris and also for Mincha. They're sold before Shachris. That means that all the aliyahs from Mincha are already sold, they're already put on the market, so to speak, on before Shacharis. Mafti Yoina went for the following. Reuven bid 700 shekel for Mafti Yoina, and Shimon bid 800 shekel. This is a very good opportunity if somebody's looking to import something. Somebody's looking to import, make a cheap import from Israel, Mafti Yoina, you get very good value, you're right. You can import it here and you make a mint. So, Reuven offered 700 shekel and Shimon offered 800 shekel. Tzmeshtmul, Tzeitmul, Zocholoi. We're going to run the clocks forward now a few hours. And Shimon, who bought Mafti Yoina, he went home to recharge his batteries, but he left himself in the recharger a little bit too long. And when he came to shul, running, Mincha starts straight away with Kriyas HaTorah, and he heard the Balkera, V'atachis Hashem, Esharoi Sheino V'yisalef. He missed his boat. What did the Gaboim do? Any Gaboim here? What would you do in such a situation? Shimon bought the Aliyah. Second bidder, very good. He gives it to the second bidder. That's Taka what we paskind. Who pays what? Sorry?
He should pay less.
How much should he pay?
He pays what he bid.
He should pay what he bid. 700 shekel. I agree with you 100%. There was no one to ask. There was just one Amoris who they asked. He's here today. And he also said like that. That Reuven should pay 700 shekel. And Shimon would pay the balance, 100 shekel. We have to also understand why Shimon has to pay the balance. Because he bid it. He should have been there. So why shouldn't he pay the whole 800?
Should
we offer it? But 1 minute. But maybe somebody who would have bought it in the morning, he would have bought another layer. Why? You can't just rebid it now. Maybe it'll only go for 300 now. It's sold. It's going, gone. Zochalot. Anyway, there wasn't time for this. Yet. Anyway, no. Maisel came. He looked vayifim kei v'choy v'yakeini shanai nenu. They gave it to like Talmid Chacham here said. They gave it to Reuven. That was Maiserishin with the hay. The second Maiser. This is the Maiser which we're going to focus a little bit on because it has some implications on everyday bidding. There was. In the same shul, 10 days later, somebody who always used to have a chazaka, he always used to be the highest bidder to buy chosn bereshis. No problem, he bought chosn bereshis. And there was a letz. There was a letz in the minyan. He decided, if he's going to buy chosn bereshis, shir shalem, he should pay for it, the top whack. He used to get away with it for 2,000 shekels, so they're not going to let him get away so cheap this year. So the bidding went, the person who bought it every year, he got up to 2,000. And the Sletz, he bid 2,500, 3, anyway, it went up to 5,000 shekel. The Letz, he bid 5,000 shekel. So this person who used to buy mafti by Chosin Bereshit every year, he decided, to Eislan and Bollock, he's not going to be taken for a ride. He said, you know what? Keep it. That's what happened. And you can imagine, these are Meisim Shona, this was in the same shul.
Where's the shul?
You want to buy some more? So he went. Now, so he had three tainas. This Letz had three tainas. Why he doesn't have to pay the 5,000 shekels? First of all, what he did was he remembered the Maaser from 10 days earlier Yom Kippur. When it came to Chosin Bereshit, he disappeared. So he decided maximum they'll give it 4,500 to the other one. He'll pay the 500 difference. That's the worst that can happen. That was his cheshbon. The cheshbon was wrong. Why was the cheshbon wrong? Because the other guy tainas, I only bid 4,500 shekel because you bid 4,000. Your 4,000 was a bluff. So Meichet says, I should pay these things. I should pay my normal price mailer, but I'm going to pay this because you were playing games with me. Yeah, I'm not asking to pay so much money. He's got a tainer. He had this Letz had two other tainers, which we're going to try and see if it's got any mamoshis in the tainers, because it's got importance, as I said, in everyday business. He tainered two tainers. One is hashtor, the other is asmachta. Hashtor means mshata ani b'chor. The tainer person can say, in a certain matzavim, that even though I said what I said, I was just, I wasn't serious, I didn't mean it. Mishatani b'chor. Where do we see that? You don't like it. Girls didn't like it. He said it this way, mishatani b'chor, he wasn't serious. He probably wasn't serious, we know he didn't mean to buy it. He was just trying to take the other one for a ride.
So the other one can pay the very first bid he did, according to you.
But the other one can what?
He can pay his first bid, the second person.
No. They went up.
No. Yeah, but he was playing a game.
That's his time. Not his first bit, but his regular bit. Yeah, I agree with
that.
Okay, let's go to the third story. Then we'll come back to the second story because we're going to focus on it. He had three times. The first time is he says he doesn't have to pay more than 500, the difference, because he wasn't there. Second time he said hashtor. Third time is asmachta. He said, that's enough, Dad. I was relying on the other person buying it for more than me, therefore I wasn't serious in my deal.
Try that in a proper auction.
Sorry?
Try that in a proper auction.
Same thing.
In a proper auction, they say it works different than a proper auction.
Well, same thing.
Sorry?
Same thing.
Similar. Not the same as similar. The third story is that happened in Lakewood. Two bidders each bid $500 for Psicha Nila. The Gabbai, there was a bit of a misunderstanding. The Gabbai only heard the bid from Reuven. He didn't hear the bid from Shimon. And he says, Zocharei, both of them thought, for sure, they had got their Leah. And the Maaser, as far as the Gabbai was concerned, Reuven was the one who was Zecha. As far as Shimon was concerned, he didn't know. He went through the whole process of keeping going. Psicha Nila is his. It's a good investment. Panosa, his is Psicha Nila. Came to Neila, and Shimon went up there. And Reuven saw, oh, well, this is mine. Yeah, I bought it, but Neila isn't the ideal time to start making a second mapalek. And decided, you know what? Zalagain will have to, we'll worry about. In that Shul Davins, I don't know if those who learned Yeridea Chelik Beis, there's a sefer called Badi Ashulchan, Revival Cohen. A major, major gone. He's retired to this place in Lakewood, this minion in Lakewood. And he paskin, each of them have to pay 500. Both Reuven and Shimon have to pay $500. I was also surprised. And he davened in the minyan where my shogi davened. So I wrote him a letter. I asked him, how you talking? He hasn't answered me yet. So I'm going to try and guess what he's got. He hasn't.
$500.
Sorry?
$25
for that. No, he turned, he's got shares in the shul. I don't know. Anyway, I'm waiting for an answer. I haven't heard an answer. But we try and work out and guess what the logic is in it. Because we might have a very strong svarah to come out with the same maskama. The time of Hashtor, Mishatani Bechor. Where do we see Hashtor? I'm not serious. The Gemara tells us there's a few cases, a lot of cases in Shas, but let's go to two cases which are very well known. Somebody was escaping, running away from prison, and he came to the river, and he's not a good swimmer, and he wants to get across the river. So he says to the person with Maboris with the boat, he says, can you take me across? So the guy looks at him, and he sees a good business opportunity. He says, it'll cost you a dinar. A dinar was way above the real price. So this guy's running away, he doesn't have any choice, and it's okay, a dinner. He gets in the boat, he takes him across the river. The halacha is, he does not have to pay him a dinner, he pays him just the correct amount, how much the real values of going, unless he took bischocho, or if he was busy with fear, if he could have earned the other money, there's a certain time. But he says, just those words, take me across, and he says, I'll give you a dinner if that's what you want. He can say mishatini b'chol, he does not have to pay more than the regular taxi fee, the ferry fee, whatever it is, to get across the river. Why? Mishatini b'chol, he can tell him mishatini b'chol. One case. There's another case where somebody's going with a kad of dvash, he has a barrel of dvash, of honey.
And the wine crack.
One minute. We'll get to the wine in a minute. The booze is coming. He's carrying with a dvash, and then he bangs into something and it cracks. And his honey is going to run out of the barrel, and he's going to lose all his honey. See somebody coming towards him with an empty barrel, So the person rents barrels, and he says to him, do me a favor, uncle, can you save my dvash with you? You know, the barrel's empty anyway. He says, no problem, 50-50. I want 50% of the dvash. So that's way above the rental fee of a barrel. Nevertheless, this is where he agreed to do it. He can tell you that. Your case is, Gemara says, if he had wine in the barrel and the wine is worth a lot less than the dvash, he has to pay him, in addition to the rental fee, he has to pay him his wine fee. That's correct. So he's not mechuyev to suffer a loss from it. But he can tell, concentrating now on the tailor, where he can tell him that I agreed to pay above the real value, he can tell him that Tashtar, Mishatini Bechor, I wasn't serious. That's what he's going to tell him. The problem with all these tailors is, Mishatini Bechor, it's true, we know this, he was taki, he wasn't serious. We've got klal, dvorim shebelev, einam dvorim. So how do we understand bichlal when somebody says mishatani bichor that it works? Why isn't it dvorim shebelev? It's true we believe that you weren't serious about what you said, but dvorim shebelev einam dvorim. So how is it going to work?
Maybe because it's so obvious from the situation.
Well, so we have to define that. So you're right. That's the thing. So the pashtus is Rav Shadim learned. We'll tell you what first of all what Rav Shadim don't learn. There's three main mahalchim in the sugya. The Maharshal says it's kufnal midastayim. The person's there anyway. He's taking people across, but he wanted to take advantage. So in a midastayim, so he has to pay him because he had to take him across anyway. The Mordechai says the same kufnal, but he goes a bit further. He says that al pidin the matzal was mechuyev to save him. Or either bidin meshiv aveda by the case of the dvash. Or in this case, he has to save him because he's a pikuach nefesh. This guy's running away from. So if he doesn't take him across the river, he'll get caught. He'll be taken back into captivity. The Ritva and Rav Rishonim learn the Lashon Ritva Ktitza al yedei adchak lav shmei Ktitza. There's no gemara das here. It's true that dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, but we know that this person here over here he didn't mean what he said. So there's a chesaron of gemiras das in the kinyan. Every kinyan requires gemiras das. Here, this person here, he did not have gemiras das to complete the kinyan. When he said, "I'm mochem to pay a dinner to go across," he didn't mean it. So there was no gemiras das, and that's how it works. The achrenim, the rishonim, betzim, the klei chakira, the din of dvarim shebelev enim dvarim, is it a din that dvarim shebelev cannot supersede? They cannot override. Dvarim sheva peh, because you've got two on the thing, or chetit zedin ne'emonis. Zedin ne'emonis, that dvarim shebelev, dvarim sheva peh, put the two on the scale. So dvarim shebelev, they can't be more powerful than actions. What he said, has in his heart, isn't more powerful than what, however, if I will have a proof, I can have evidence that the dvarim shebelev peemis, that was his real kavonis, then I'll, with that in mind, then I would take a. Then with Dvarim Shebelev would be Dvarim. So there's a few shittas in the Rishonim HaTanam. We'll just be Mekatza. The shittas HaRashba is that Dvarim Shebelev are never Dvarim. Never Dvarim. But you see some cases they are. So he says it works. He brings back the Gemara in the beginning of Nozia. Nozia says Ahei. For Nozia Ovel Afonov. The din is, Midin Yodos, he becomes a Nozia. So the question is, he said, hey, I'm going to be. So maybe I'm going to be a millionaire, maybe I'm going to be a football player, I don't know what. How does he add? Where do you see in the word, hey, I'm going to be a Nazir? The Nazir over the funnel is like it brings you, that's the stomach what he meant. So the Rashba is Mechadish, says, the din of Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim, that's when it contradicts the Dvarim Shebepeh. When I said, hey, it can mean anything, it can also mean, hey, Nazir. It doesn't contradict. There, the Rashi says, I can use the Dvarim Shebelev to touch up, to be mefarish what he meant when he said ahei, because it's not a contradiction. But by Yisoid, if you've got Dvarim Shebelev, and they contradict the Dvarim Shebapeh, then the deciding factor is Dvarim Shebapeh, because that's a fact. That's Shittas HaRashbo. The other Rishayin, but not about the Rishayin, the Shitta Leinoid Elami, the famous Shitta in Kedushin. The Rishayin in Kedushin. The sugi there talks about somebody who sold Karka, they say sold his house, his property, he was Mevia people, he's going in Aliyah, he's going to live in Eretz Yisrael. A few days later, he sold his house. The halacha is, if he wasn't Mefarish, B'shas, he sold his house, that he's telling it, Al Manos, that I'm going to live in Eretz Yisrael. The halacha is, Dvarim Shebelev in Dvarim, and the sale is a good sale. We know that his real kavanah is thing, says, Sheinim Amazmen, Shitel Enedin Amigi, he says, it's true that we knew that was his kavanah when he put the house on the market, but it could be Mashiach, he sold it, he wanted to sell it anyway. We've got a Maisa Mechira, it did a Kinyan. So the fact that we knew in the background he had plans, maybe he would have sold it anyway. Like we've got the Gemara, Tlur V'Zovin Zvina Zvina, a person forced him to sell, so the Gemara says, Agav Unse V'Zuzah Kumaknele. So it could be also, he had other cheshbonos. He wanted to sell, he got a good price, and he made the cheshbon. Even if the Aliyah plans don't work out, I'll find with this money, I'll buy a new house. You never know. So in other words, it's a shayla of Neimonis. But if I'll have a Neimonis, that's how Shittas HaRashbo means. If I'll be a matzav that I can prove without reasonable doubt that Be'emes was his kavanah, then in a chidamit, the Dvarim Shebelev will become Dvarim, will override the Dvarim Shebapeh. That's how the Rishonim know. Those are the two shittas in the Gemara. Got more cases there. The Shmuel says, Shtar Muvrachas, when Almana gets married again, she had a lot of nechosim from her first marriage. She doesn't want her new husband to diashen everything if he outlives her. So she writes the Shtar Muvrachas, she writes all her nechosim to somebody else. People want to make Heskimus. When she writes everything, one of the chosim to somebody else. Shmuel says, if I have such a star, the person will come. She writes all of the chosim to Tzad Gimel. The person comes to Basin and says, I want to claim all my money. So Shmuel says, he'll tear up the star because he knows I, Dvarim Shebelev. She wrote a star, so put a valid star. How can you tear it? And Shmuel says, Dvarim Shebelev, Belev Kol Adam, we know for sure we've got an Umdim and a Mukach. Or the other, so somebody says somebody's son went to Medina Salam and he heard that his son was Nifta, so he wrote all his Nechosim away to somebody else. Then afterwards, Bar and Baraglo, Bissamar, Hashem, Trias Mesim, he came back. So we know that Reb Shimon, the Tanarishan says, no, it's the way he gave it. Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, and that's how we pass in Halacha, says, the Maton is bottled because he gave it only. How do we work this out with Dvarim Shebelev? So in the Fidah Shit Sveshenu, it's clear. Person has to have Gemiras Das, and if he gave it, if there was a Mekach Toas here, or Toas in his Das, he didn't have Gemiras Das, he gave it on the presumption and understanding that this and this was the matzah. If it's Mizbara that he had the Toas in his Chishuv, then Anachanami, it's not going to work. The Matana won't work. One interesting case in Evan Ezer, we know that Kedushin, you need two Aidim for Kedushin. Less than Aidim Dov Shemar and Pachat Mishnaim. You've got one aid for Kedushin, the Kedushin is not valid. What happens about the Shittas HaSmag, and that's how the Ramor Paskin says, Shittas HaSmag is that Kedushin is Tefus, if you've got one aid, Choshish in the Kedushin, the Chumrah, Choshish that the Kedushin is Chal, there's only one aid. And it's a big enough Kamina because if you have two aidim, one of the aidim is Kamala is possible, so then the Kedushin is Chal, that's the Chiddush of the Smag. And there are more Bnei Ashkenaz passing the Halacha, if you've got one aid, one kosher aid, the Kedushin is Chal. Now, what happens if the Chosn and Kala are Makhish? Aid Echad Bak Choshil Av Klum. If the two aid, the Chosn and Kala, they are Makhish, they said they don't know what we're talking about, the aid Stam Dreita Kop, so then there's no problem of Kedushin. The Shaila, the big Machlokas in the Achreinim is, what happens if either the Chosn or the Kala are both saying, yes, it's true there was a Maisi Kedushin, but we were just playing around. There's a tshuva, famous tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchok. It happened in things in JFS about 60 years ago. They had the Kedushin. They said they were playing games. Marriage is no game, I'm telling you. Anyway, but kids said they got. So they went they had it there. Both the Chosn and Kala, one of them said, was the Mais Hashtor. So the Machlokes between the Bach and the Cham, the Chalkas Machlokes, what happens here? Do you say it's a Hakchosha? Because basically, when he says it was Hashtor, he's saying there was no Mais Kedushin. Or do you say no? It's not a kosher. He's masking there was a maisa, and everything else is Dvarim Shebelev. So the Bach says, in such a case, the Kedushin are Teifas, because, since the Hakosha is a good Hakosha, because he says that, Bach says, he's denying there was a Kedushin by saying that he was a Maes Ashto, he was just playing games. Chatzim Chayt says, no. He says, there's a Maes Kedushin, he agrees there was a Maes Kedushin. He says, is there a Shaila? I haven't got time to quote the Lashon, the Shaila, is the Shaila in Nemonis? There's no Shaila, we believe him. We believe him that he was Meshata, but the Maes did a Maes Kedushin. You can't undo a Maes with Kavanas belief. That is the Shita of the Chalkas Mechaykik. The Chacham Tzvi is Machria, like the Bach. He says also that Be'etzem, there was a Maes Kedushin, and he's Makrish, there was a Maes Kedushin Adei Ashtar, we believe, no, because of the Chumrah of Eishes Ish, we'll be Machmir. But here, he says, we've got another Svarah to believe, and because we've got a Migu, that we believe his time of Ashtar, Meshata, I mean, all Tolu and Nemonis again, like the Shita Lenoi Dilami. He says that we can prove that it's true because Be'etzem, Meshatani might not have been strong enough Taina because how do we know it's true? It's not Dvarim Shebelev. He says, here, you don't have to come on to Dvarim Shebelev. Why not? Because he's got a Migu, he couldn't have Taina. He makhish the and said there was no Maisa at all. Because of this Migu, so we believe him with his Taina Vestor. In other words, according to the Chacham Tzvi, he goes in the Shita of the Shita Lenevi against the Rashba, that when there is a Raya Brura, that the Dvarim Shebelev, that was his Emesa Kavana, then that's the one which is going to be Machria. What happens over here? What do we have over here? The person who bought the Aliyah, he was serious, he wasn't serious, according to the Rashba, Minastam, according to the Rashba, you could learn Pshat, that there's no contradiction, there is a contradiction between what he's saying. He said, I'm buying the Aliyah, and after he's saying, I didn't mean it. There's a contradiction. According to the Rashba, you don't believe there's no nemonis in it. But like Rav Shimon says, when you've got, there's no, when you've gone umdin adamukach, then you can take away the matzav of Sofik. If there's no umdin adamukach, then it goes according to the diburim against the lev. And the dibur is the one which supersedes the lev, and according to Rashba, there'll be no shayla. In our case over here, the person bid for the aliyah, put your money where your mouth is, the aliyah is yours. You can't go back on it. But according to that other Rishonim, they learn pshat zedin in gemiras das, and we know b'yidia that this person did not intend, there was no gemiras das, so it's a sofik if we can be to bear the money from him and take it. If we're going in the kolim of chesh mishpat, we'll see, it's a shame that it's not so posh as that. But according to some Rishonim, it might come out, the person who tainz mishatet, he's got a real taina, and he doesn't have to pay for the aliyah. The second time that you said, we'll do it very fast, is the taina of asmachta. Asmachta is a different machine. According to Shita Samachaba, asmachta is, in any case, when a person can say, al data dochi lo makne, to go through all the subjects and see how it is, then there's a chsorin in his das, in the thing, and he can say that asmachta, and according to that, this person could get off the hook with asmachta. Lemaisa, Bnei Ashkenaz can't tell you that. Why? Because the Ramah says, it's based on the shittas of the Mordechai. What's asmachta? Asmachta, there's two cases the Gemara brings this. There's Msachkin Bukuvia and Mafrichi Yoinim. It's the Mafrichi Yoinim. A person, he sends pigeon races, my pigeon against your pigeon, and he gives him, like the Mordechai's Loshness, he gives him as a shmeis before he starts the race. The person who's betting on his pigeon, he's so sure of his own Yecholis to be mashpia and influence how it's going to come out. Therefore, that's called an asmachta. I was sure that the pigeon is going to win, my pigeon is going to win, and therefore it's not koyma. But if our wager, our bet, was not totally bichlal on me or on you, it was totally on das acheris and somebody else, that's something we knew lekatchila that was a risk we took into cheshbon, and al das came, we betted. Then that asmachta, in that case, the wager would work. So what's the case here? This person here, he timed, I bid for the aliyah because I was sure that I know how to handle him. But that's not a taina. The Gemara Mufereshes and Balmei Madlikin, two Latzonim there, they had a bet with each other, they can annoy Hillel Hazokin. And they went, this Gemara says all the story of how of all things, they'll annoy Hillel Hazokin. Lemaisa, they didn't succeed, Hillel Hazokin, he stayed cool, calm, collected, he did not lose his cool, and so they said then that to Tehillel, you will go to me in Ezek. So you see from there, that a person's relying on what somebody else is going to do, even if it's with his own manoeuvring, that's called he's telling the Asacherin, al-Data Lahochi, he was madness. In that case over here, the person, even if he thought he was going to outsmart disperse them, force them to pay a lot of money for his aliyah, it's not going to work. Why? Because we see that from the Bumamakikim. He had to take it to Cheshbon that the other person will pull a fast one back on him and he won't buy the aliyah. So it wouldn't work. But according to the Mechabe, it would work. According to the Mechabe, who holds that, so you need das, and you can always turn as machta, it would be a problem. So Bekitza, we've got a problem here now with this rogue here who's making trouble. We want to find a way now how to let him off. How to be Mechayv, and he should pay the money, because Takonas Hatzibov, that's for sure a reason. Now, Maisa, we have to understand Bichlal, how it works, purchasing aliyahs. How does it work, the whole thing? Where do we see it? You'll find something very interesting. If you look in the whole of Torah and Shulchan Aruch, you will not find any mention of selling aliyahs, except for Sicha Soran HaKodesh, so you should give out a lot of money for it, and another where it says is in Hag Baglina. Buying aliyahs is not mentioned anywhere, not in the Torah, and not on Shulchan Aruch. What is interesting is that the Beis Yosef on the Torah, even though he doesn't bring Shulchan Aruch, he does bring, okay, he brings the famous Tshuva of the Marik. Marik and Sherish Tess, this is a very important Marik, we have to know it. Marik says there was a minhag in this minyan for years, that, not Chosin Bereishis, but Kohen of Bereishis, the first aliyah of the Torah, they sold for a lot of money. To sell it, not so kind. The highest bidder got it because it was a big schuz, because he started off the Torah and he gave a lot of money and to help the financial matters of the shul, probably needed also like a leg up. One day, a kohen came into shul and he says, "V'kidashto, mine aliyah, what are you doing? I want it back." Marek said, "So this is a minhag kavua. The minhag kavua in the shul, so you can't have it." And he said, "If you want one kohen, go to another shul. You don't have to daven. Put it in this minyan over here. It's plenty of minyanim." Well, at least one other minion there, so go and daven there. You want to daven here goes to the highest bidder. That was what the Marik passed. And Morgan of Rom says, even you can be kofi with Shetim, you could stop him coming in, kick him out. Very, very, very chadash. The shaila is, what happens in other cases? There's shaila with Mamish Yom. We'll jump to the shaila which Mamish Nagir at us. What happens in a place where you've got, let's say, one kohen, no levim, and Manziyam says, it comes at the kohen the whole time, gets all the aliyahs. And people, you know, especially in the place where they sell the aliyahs, it's a closed job. So are you allowed to tell the kohen not to come in? If the kohen's moichel, so is like, once he's in there, there's a shali. If he can be moichel, shali in the kiddushah, but if the kohen doesn't come in, the shali is if there was a place there, so that the Chassam Sofer says, chas v'sholom to change the minig, if there was a minig amokim, a minig amokim, and the kohen is there, you give the kohen the aliyah. The money will come from somewhere else. That is the shita of the Rav Ozan's got a shayla, what happens if the kohen already bought the aliyah? If he's already bought the aliyah, the kohen wasn't present, and then he walked in. So that's halacha and Shulchan Aruch, he brings it. It's not clear why he makes it. The comparison is not mamzer. Kuf Lamed Hey. In Kuf Lamed Hey, it's brought there that if a kohen, nothing to do with selling the aliyah, stam, a kohen walks in, and the shayla has only said Baruch Hu Hashem Averich, but he hasn't actually started the bracha. The halacha is that you leave the Yisrael on the side, you wait, give him shlishi, but you're mile of the kohen. So Rav Ozna learned from that, in the Shevet HaLevi, he says it's possible that if the kohen comes in, even if you bought the aliyah, he says you're going to give the kohen the aliyah. But the chiddush is, Shevet HaLevi says you will give back the money, if you purchase the aliyah, you'll give back the money. It's not clear to me what the dimin is, because Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about where he sold an aliyah, he talks about where he mechabit. Here he bought it, maybe he's got it. The vort is like this. There's a chakira which you have to ask about when a person buys an aliyah. You've got, there's two shittas, we'll try and be mitamtel, two shittas. The Morgan Avraham brings the shitta of the Shilti Giborim. Person buys an aliyah, it's his, just like it's his, we can do with it what he wants. If a person buys a picture and he wants $5 million in Sotheby's, pounds, and he wants afterwards to start painting on it, it's his, mind your own business, it's his chayfetz. Shilti Giborim says a person buys an aliyah, it's his aliyah, he can do with it what he wants, it's his. He does, it's like a mamish like din chayshim mishpat. That's the mashmoyos of the Morgan Avraham. Lumazis, the Marshal, the Amshal Shomer brings, the Magen Avraham quotes him. There was Minag Ostreich, it's Austria, before Brez of Stone, right? He brings the Minag Austria was that everyone, used to have something similar to what we call a Chinese auction. If somebody bid for an aliyah, he said 100, he said 200, 300, whatever you bid, you paid, even if you didn't land up by getting the aliyah. It was a sort of neighbor. It's a very big chiddush that, but that's the Minag Ostreich. And that's, and the Amshal Shlomo says, Lim L'mechubay, he's noted to say that's taka, there should be the halacha. L'maisa, we're not noyakacha. Now, it's a very big nafkamin in all this, because that's what the Shulchan Aruch brings in Chaim Shin Vov. It's an issa on Shabbos to do business, either because of the Damodava or because of Zer Hashem Yichtev. Chefte Shemaim, the Darshan Chefte Chov, and Chefte Shemaim, to sell aliyahs or these kinds of things, doing anything, any kind of Nadorim, Nadavas, person gets a Mishaberach, his Nadavas, if he does that on Shabbos, so we're matter it. Why are we matter it? It's like the Achron Mushin's different bit, exactly what the Makor of the Het is. There's two ways of looking. If you learn it's Midin Neda, like the Chochm of the Chassidei Ostreich, if you learn it's Midin Neda, so there's no problem, because a Neda you can make on Shabbos. If you learn it's Midin Choshim Mishpah, like the Mashmolos of the Shil Tzikivarim, it's not a Yeridei Dekadin of Tzedakah, it's a Choshim Mishpah Dekadin, and it works Mamush with Masu Matan. If that's the case, so we're going to have to understand how you can do it on Shabbos. So good, they said that Chazal went the second Mokah Mitzvah. I don't know, the shuls needed the money. What Mashiach Nira Be'enai, Lani Estati, is that the two shittas, they're not as contradictory, they're not as, from the, there's a lot in common between them. It could be that even those who hold, like the Shilta Giburim, that the Aliyah comes to him, Midin Echosh Mishpat, the actual Kenyan is not a Din Echosh Mishpat Akadim. Machzitsa Shekel says it maybe the Din of Amir Lahejit can Masir Lagvaya. Could be Amir Lagvaya can Masir Lahejit. That's and the Machzitsa Shekel says maybe that also works like that with Tzaka. But it's a Chiddush. Minas Stam, there's an actual Kenyan. When I bid 500 shekels for an Aliyah, £500, and maybe it's a Mishapar if I don't, not Makan, how does it work? Elamite, Midin Neda Lacholadis. Well, the machlekes afterwards, does once I bought it, do I have in it rights in it, and that I can do what I want and give it away, I'm a buyer of it? Well, no, it's to Nadav, I was Menadav, this is the amount of money. And to Samtis, with Nissim Karelitz, Shlita, he says the same tshuva also about if you buy this aliyah and somebody else came in, he says you don't even need to give back the money. Why? He says because when you bought the aliyah with all the halachs which come with it. There's a mitzvah together with the Aliyah, not only of the Oil of the Torah, but if a Kohen will come in, you've got a mitzvah of Mekidashta. That's another sniff in the actual mitzvah. Your Kohen, when the Kohen, every rabbi says your mitzvah becomes even bigger, so you don't even have to give back the money. It's a chiddush, and a creative way of thinking. Al Kolponim, according to Paskim, if you bought the Aliyah, it's not yours, and the Kohen comes in, it goes, why not? Because even though you bought it, and it's yours, the Kniya was Midin Neder, and you don't have mamash bailus on it, in this, that you can go against that halachos. Nadorim has to work with the klalim of Yeridei, has to work with the klalim of Erechaim, and if the Kohen comes in, you give it up. Let's go back to our shaylas very quickly. We didn't understand what was the pshat. When a person bids for an aliyah, even if we don't paskin like Chassidei Ostreich, but if a person is going with das, I bought maft of psicha ne'ila for $500. I've already got a gemurah status. Normally when I bid 500 and somebody else bid 600, so I can lay the al tnai. I was manad that I'm going to give 500, be tnai that somebody does not bid me. If it comes an earnest gomo, that he or outbid me, but say this, that's an ed al tnai. If a person's manad al manosche, his kid should get better, and chas v'sholom he doesn't get better, so he's not from that. It's an ed al tnai and it's not chal. So l'chayra, even if you don't pass like chasid ashtaych, everywhere, if it works for this imam, you see that for all these studies, you see that the kinyan is made mikach din neder. So if I'm mashed, I was already going with das, I'm going to buy this aliyah for $500, and somebody else is also going with das, that I didn't get it afterwards, it wasn't an so I wanted to could have pushed him out of the way. He could have pushed me, we could have had a fight there. We decided it's not the right time to start having a fist fight on Nilo Yom Kippur. In the first case, when the person bought the aliyah, like you said before, the person bought the aliyah, he was going with das to buy the aliyah for 700. The other one was going with us for 800, but b'tnai, that he was an onus. He missed the aliyah, he slept in, somebody was an onus. Why does he have to pay the other 100? Because it could be he was going with Nezek to the shul, because he only bid 700, maybe somebody else would have bid 800. So the other he has to make sure the shul shouldn't lose out on it. Now, coming to our tzaddikul, who wanted to outbid him, if you learn that he buys it, midin choshim mishpat, or choshim mishpat akadin, everything, you're going to have problems in it, because it has to do with all the klalim of choshim mishpat. Maybe it's an asmachta, maybe you can tell him shatani b'chol. If it's midin neda, there's no time of ashton, there's no time of asmachta with neda. A person makes a neda, he's got to put his money with his mouth, and then he's got to abide for it. So l'chol, you see from all these cases that even if you paskin, that a person's got a right to do with his aliyah what he wants. But the kniyah, the actual purchase, l'chayr, was made, mikach his neder. Mikach what he said. He bid 5,000, Keep it.